What is going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 34 of Little Root Lessons. As always, I'm your host, Carter Noble, joined by our fantastic co-host, Carl Wilkin. What's going on, man?
Crown Tundra, that's what's going on.
Oh my lord, I am so excited. This has been...
Weeks.
Okay.
Months.
To put it very simply, I have had more fun today than I had the entirety of the Isle of Armor.
Well, yeah, the Isle of Armor was just like, here's these Pokemon, here's some stuff, go do VGC stuff now. Whereas this one's actually like, here's story, here's things that actually do things, here's a fixed rate system, go wild, and it's just been a hoot. I've been enjoying every second of it.
Here's the best part about all of it. I haven't even, like, attempted to touch all of the story.
I did Calyrex last night before I went to bed. Plan is to start the Regis today, which today is Friday. And then if I can get the Regis done tonight, then I'll probably look at doing the birds after that.
So here's the best part of all of this. The only information we ever got from Nintendo was it's out the 22nd in North America, 23rd everywhere else. So after doing some quick maths, that kind of narrowed it down to like a 3-hour window. And that released it at like 11 o'clock central for us, which is technically still the 22nd.
Yeah.
But, well, they dropped it at, like, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I was about to say, it came out, like, 7:15, 7:30, somewhere in there. I can't remember exactly.
Know, we're eating dinner, and we get, you know, a notification saying, Karibo's going live on Twitch with Crown Tundra. We're just like, it doesn't come out for another 4 hours. What are you doing, Karibo? And then I get on Discord, I'm like, is it up? Well, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that was at like 8:30 yesterday.
Yeah, we were dropping everything else that's going on and just getting on. And I mean, let's see. I didn't leave your house until 1:30 last night.
Yeah.
Got home, was in bed by 2, was up by 7, and started streaming basically as soon as I got up and streamed until basically the time we started recording.
Yeah.
So, granted, I've done a lot. I have done a lot with the Dynamax adventures, and honestly, they're by far the best part of everything that I've done.
Yeah. I did a lot of the story, and the story is great so far. It's kind of tedious, but it's also just, like, helping you explore the whole new world that you're in.
For sure, compared to, here you go, have fun. Just drop you in the wild area and call it a day.
Yeah.
So what's really great about it is there's a lot of new things that they've added in, one of which is the ability patch, which, I mean, basically anyone who's paid attention for the last month has known about.
Yeah.
But they're rare, like they said, and by rare, that means that it costs you 200 Dyna or Dynamax or...
Dynite ore.
Yeah, Dynite ore, which you can only get by doing Dynamax Adventures.
I don't know if anybody's unlocked Endless Adventures yet, has they?
So, to unlock Endless Adventures, to my knowledge, you had to complete the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will do X number of raids, and we don't know what the number of X is.
Okay.
And eventually, there's a guy who is standing next to the lady that you go in to do the Dynamax Adventures. And you'll talk to him and be like, hey, you've done enough and you've won enough that you enjoy these, you can unlock Endless.
Okay.
So, I believe you have to complete everything and then do raids, and then he'll show up and be like, hey, you want to do these?
Yes. Yes,
I do. So, I have not done Endless yet. But a typical one is, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's 3, like, mini Dynamax raids and then one of the legendary raids. None of which have shields.
Thank God. Thank goodness.
Dude, it makes things so much faster. Your team gets to pick 4 Pokemon depending on the Pokemon that they present you. anyone can catch the Pokemon, and if you catch them, you have the option to swap them in. If more than one person wants to swap them in, it gives you a coin flip of who gets it.
Yeah, it's randomly chosen.
There's also people that can give you held items. There's people that can give you random drops, like random Pokemon rentals instead. There's berries that can let you heal, because you don't heal in between each raid.
Yep.
So the important thing is, well, if you get knocked out, you only get four KOs before you're kicked out of the entire den.
Yeah.
And you're doing four raids. So you can't afford to lose early on.
You can't really afford to lose, period. Like,
true. And we had some mishaps.
Yeah, you had a lot of experimentation going on. Is what we'll go with it.
So, my favorite one, which we have clipped on my Twitch stream, labeled as Big Egg, and it is, it's special.
Yeah.
To put it very simply, I believe Howard had a, I believe it was Howard, had a Chansey holding a weakness policy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, I'm going to Dynamax. Can someone trigger this? And I think it was Penguin or Mafia. I can't remember who it was. They're like, well, all I have is superpower on my Piloswine. It's like, yeah, that'll be fine. I'm like, dude, I don't think you understand. You have 5 defense.
Literally. Like, actually.
He's like, nah, I have, 400 HP. I'll be fine. I'm like, no, you have 5 defense. You aren't living. So, naturally, he gets talked into doing it, and gets one shot.
Proceeds to get kicked out of the raid, because then you all got Blizzard and then just got blown out.
Yep. So, Chansey got one shot by our own Pokemon. They connected, whatever the Dynamax Pokemon was, I legitimately don't even remember what it was. Hit Blizzard and knocked out me and the Scyther that we had that was frozen. So, it was already not going well. And then we just died.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, that's like my highlight from Dynamax Adventures so far. It has been an absolute blast. The best part is they're not shiny locked.
Yeah.
You can get a shiny from anything you can obtain.
Yeah, so the way it works is just catch everything you run into after you beat it. And at the very end, you get to see them all and pick one. Well, they all have a boosted chance to be shiny. I don't remember what the boost is, but I know it's all boosted. And whichever, like, you can catch the legendary, but if you don't take it, you still get to go back, and you can still catch the legendary again after that. It's when you leave the den with it is the problem.
The important part about all of this is it doesn't matter. It will not appear shiny in the den.
Yeah,
you won't. None of them will appear shiny. Catch them anyway, and at the end you can check.
Yeah,
and that's super important because there for a while I wasn't catching everything, and then I got a random shiny Azumarill on what you were streaming. It's up on your Twitch page. And after that, I'm just like, okay, now that we know how this works, just catch everything.
Yeah, just catch everything. There's no harm in just catching it all. That way you have better choices even when you really want the legendary.
The best part is it's a guaranteed catch rate, so you don't even have to fight with, trying to catch it. Just go stock up on Pokeballs. Go buy 1,000 Pokeballs that'll last you forever. And, the only thing I don't use Pokeballs on are the legendaries, and that's for the event that they're shiny. And if not, I wasted, a quick ball or whatever ball that I wanted to be in.
Yeah.
So, it's fantastic. I think on the server we've had 3 confirmed shinies today, on first day.
There was yours, there was Dedenne, and then
there was the Dedenne, and then Donkey got a shiny Xerneas.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. I'm super excited about that. And I'm pretty sure Sweden now has it. So, I will be attempting to shiny hunt everything at some point. Right now, I'm just worried about really just getting the ore so I can stock up on
ability patches
and beast balls. You can get what's even better is you can get Dynamax candies. You can get
experience candies.
You can get Armorite ore. You can get all of the medicines. Yeah, all the vitamins. Thank you. I kind of think of the word. So, like, there's a ton of things that you're able to purchase with this ore, all for doing these Dynamax adventures anyway.
Which so, is great because, like, before, it's like vitamins are, it's either cost BP or it costs money. So, it's like, it's not technically, like, return on investment style friendly. Like, you're always spending money or you're spending your hard earned BP that usually you should be using for bigger items, like your other, like, your held items. Your mints and things like that. So having something that's easily obtainable through these Dynamax adventures, be like, oh, I can go get HP ups for, I think it's 2 apiece or something like
that. Oh, I couldn't tell you. I know patches are 250 or 200. Beast balls are 150. Dynamax candies, I think, are 3.
Dynamax candies are one apiece. Large experience is 1, extra large is 3, and then I think the vitamins are 2 apiece.
And there's a couple other things in there, too, that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Wish pieces, other random just, like, rating nonsense, things that you normally would get, minus the outside of, like, TRs and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, bunch of different things, and as of now, I'm never going back to doing regular raids. It's just... Regular raids felt like a chore, and these are fun because there's a little bit of strategy behind it because, you know, you had to plan the right path and trade out the right Pokemon and blah, 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 blah. But they're also way more fun to do with people.
Oh, yeah.
They're an absolute blast. And, like, granted, you know, I played with 4 or 5 different people all day, but dude, it was so much fun. Like it's legitimately one of the most fun days I've had playing Pokemon in forever, or just in general.
I feel like it's much better, much more fun because it's just like, because you have to communicate, you have to have this level of communication. Otherwise you just lose the rate. So you have you have to be talking with your players. Like, that's why it's more fun. Like,
and that's the thing, is just like, okay, I'm going to Dynamax this turn. And like, that's the thing, is like, you get a Dynamax in each raid. So there's no need to quote unquote preserve it. It's just like getting it to the right person to use at the right time. And you know, it's pretty simple. It is basically doing raids, but it's way sped up because there's not shields. What's even better is you can keep track of the legendaries at the end.
Up to 3 of them.
So like, yep, you can keep up to 3 of them stored to be able to do those raids continuously for shiny hunting purposes.
Yep.
And that's awesome. Like, right now, you know, like I said, I'm just going through and doing ores and all that stuff right now, but there's a very real possibility that I'm going to start shiny hunting these things, and it's going to be a blast. And I'm going to have so much fun doing it.
Yeah. Outside of Dynamax Adventures and just the whole story, we got a whole bunch of new Pokemon.
We got a bunch of information. There was stuff that was leaked ahead of time. There was stuff that was data mined ahead of time. And then there was stuff that was data mined and leaked and wasn't true.
Yeah. The big elephant in the room is the Tapus. Not as good as we thought they were. We were excited for, they got a tutor moves, expanding forest, blah, 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 blah. They don't get any of those. No tutor moves at all.
Yeah.
No misty explosion, no flip turn, no grassy glide, expanding forest, or rising voltage. None of them.
So, Bulu's going back in the trash can where he belongs.
Lele is going to get overrun by Ndidi, for sure.
So, welcome in the new Tapus of Tapu Boom Boom and Tapu DD. They will be here for a while.
Feeny is going to be the best Tapu, period.
Feeny is very good. And, like, even still, like, Lele's not bad. And I don't want to discredit Bulu, but historically Bulu has not been great compared to the other three. Historically, I would say it's always been like Lele and Feeny, depending on the format, and then Coco, and then a very big space, and then Bulu.
Yeah, Bulu needed Grassy Glide, and it really wanted Play Rough, and it got neither of those. Coco wanted Play Rough, and it didn't get that either.
But, like, Coco also could have just excelled with Rising Voltage. And, like, I mean, we've seen Coco in the past with just discharge spamming next to Landorus, and that's just fine. But now that we're in a Dynamax format, these Pokemon that have historically been good aren't necessarily still as good as they were.
Yeah.
And the vice versa of that is also true. Where a lot of things that have been historically pretty medium, pretty bad, have been pushed over the edge. I mean, the big one that comes to mind when talking about that is Togekiss.
Yeah.
Like, historically, Togekiss has not been great. And then you look at Gen 8 as a whole, and it's been the best Pokemon every time it's been legal. And if not the best, one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not saying that these Pokemon aren't good still, but they definitely are going to have to adapt and change how they've been played. So, Lele historically has been a Glass Cannon offensive set, and I think that's still fine, but when you're comparing it to Ndidi, that also sets up terrain, also stops priority moves, and has a better supporting move pool, while also not being weak to everything that Lele is, it kind of makes it where Ndidi is just going to be probably better, if you want me to be 100% honest. I would be very surprised if Ndidi is not more played than Lele.
The fact that Ndidi still gets Expanding Force, it gets Follow Me, or it can get Trick Room, depending on what you're doing with it, depending on which gender you need. Lele just gets blown up by a ham sandwich thrown at it. Like, it's the epitome of a Glass Cannon Pokemon, and it needed that Expanding Force to actually be viable. I don't see people playing Lele at all. Like, you'll have to put your sash on it to keep it alive, because otherwise they just max in front of you and just take you out with a max move. It doesn't even have to be, like, super effective.
You just don't have the bulk to survive. This thing just dies to every max Steel Spike in existence.
Like, it'll die to almost anything that's not resistant. Like, if it doesn't resist it, it's probably going to take it out.
And, like, you don't want to, typically speaking, you don't want to spend your Dynamax on this.
Exactly. Because it has the opposite problem, where then they can just take it out with a regular move, and you just have lost your Dynamax for no reason.
So yeah, I don't see Lele being as good as it's been historically. On the reverse side of that, I think Feeny's stock actually kind of goes up from all of this.
Yeah, Feeny is going to be the best Tapu by far. I was real high on Feeny before, because it didn't have to have anything. It was just like, oh, this is a really bulky Pokemon, and it really likes to Dynamax. Like, you can max in front of anything, and it's probably going to survive. So having Feeny now just becomes, like, the best Tapu.
Not only that, but it's also just, like, whereas Lele is just pure offense. Like, the other three really feel very offensive, especially when you're talking about, like, Lele and Coco. They're very, very offensive. And Feeny can fit that same niche of needing a offensive fairy type if need be. You know, just slap on specs or life orb or whatever else on it. But it can also play very defensively with things like Muddy Water and Scald and these other defensive damaging moves that make it where it's more of a quote-unquote support Pokemon. It's not your main threat.
No.
So, and that's where Feeny has always been good, in my opinion, is it can be a threat if you build it correctly, but it's also being built four or five different ways, so it really depends on the dynamic of your team and what your opponent anticipates it being as to how it excels.
Did you know Tapu Fini gets Smart Strike?
Why?
Because it has the horn.
But
so it actually can counter other Tapus.
okay.
We get to counter other Tapus, so that's cool. If you want to run a physical Feeny, you can do that. I wouldn't recommend it, though.
I'm off it.
But we get Icy Wind. We get... Apparently we get Brine. That can't be right.
I believe it has in the past.
I don't know. It gets it now because... I think it gets it now because it's a TM.
That probably makes sense.
Like I said, Icy Wind, and like we said earlier, Muddy Water. You also just teach it Hydro Pump. You also teach it Blizzard if you want to be just super offensive. It gets Taunt, which I think most of the Tapus get Taunt anyway.
That I couldn't tell you.
It gets access to Scald if it wants that. Call Bind if you want to do that. Like, there's going to be a million ways to build Tapu Fini, and it's going to be a great Pokemon no matter what. Oh, it also gets Haze as a level up.
Neat.
That's really good. Haze, Aqua Ring, Icy Wind, Muddy Water. You can do that. Oh, it gets Soak at level 70. There you go.
Okay.
You could do Soak shenanigans with things.
That's a thing that exists.
Yep. Outside of that, the Tapus... Outside of Feeny, I don't see the Tapus seeing much play. Like, Coco's going to be good because it's going to be Electric Terrain, and that's about it.
That's kind of where I'm at, yeah.
And I don't think Lele or Bulu see any play at all now. They were good because they got to abuse their terrain, and there's just two other Pokemon that just do it better now. And they don't have the extra weaknesses.
Yep.
What else was there? We got the new Regis, we got stats for those, and we got the Galarian Birds. Which one do you want to do next?
Are we just gonna ignore the horse in the room?
We can save that for Ed, because we didn't even know that was a thing until the game came out.
Okay, so let's talk birds. We'll talk about everything that we actually knew was happening before.
Yeah.
So we finally, we've known that the birds are existing. We know about the new Regis, but we didn't really know much past that. We knew each of them had a signature move, which we'll cover again. But that's really it. We knew typing, and we knew a signature move, and that's
abilities. Basically, we had abilities too.
Oh yeah, abilities. Which we didn't know what the Regis did, right? We just knew what they were.
They didn't give us the abilities on them, I think, until like there was something that I don't know if it was a leak or something that came out just before, and they told us what it was, but we didn't know what they did. But we could guess what it did, what they did, and. We were kind of close. A lot of people were expecting them to do, like, it'd be like a boosting power, like, which is what it was. But it boosts a lot more than what they should, probably.
So we'll just jump into, we're going to basically pair all this stuff together.
Yeah.
Just slam all these new or returning old new legendaries together. The stuff we knew.
The stuff, stuff we were given, but we didn't have full information on.
So, simply put, Regieleki.
Yep.
We knew about it. Its ability is Transistor, and same with Regidraco. Its ability is Dragon's Maw, but they do the same thing, but for different types. Yep. Dragon's Maw adds a 50% boost to Dragon moves. Transistor adds it to Electric moves. So, on face value, really good abilities.
Yeah.
Like, actually... really powerful abilities.
It'd be really good if they actually, like, did anything, though.
And then we look at their stats. So Eleki is 80 HP, 100 attack, not bad. 100 special attack, not bad. 50s in defenses.
We die into a ham sandwich.
But base 200 speed.
I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but you have only electric moves to hit with.
That's his biggest weakness, right? And that kind of goes for both of them. Their move pools are kind of awful.
No kind of to it. They're garbage.
Like, okay, so Navier and I have been working, well, mainly Navier. I've been streaming all day. Navier was working on a support Eliki set, and I kind of like where he kind of ended on this. I believe it gets access to both screens.
Yep.
It has access to Volt Charge, or Volt Switch, so if you need, you know, just play that hit-and-run game, you can. We get Protect, of course. Its signature move is Thunder Cage.
Deals 80 base damage.
80 power.
Yeah.
90% 80. Accurate. And it traps them and damages them, the target, for 4 to 5 turns. So it's a much more powerful electric fire spin.
Yeah.
Because I believe fire spin is base like 25 or something.
Yeah.
Let me pull up Charizard, because I know that's the first one that comes to mind when...
The fact this is only 90 accuracy has got me worried.
I mean, Fire Spin's the same way. Yeah, Fire Spin is base 35 with 85 accuracy, so this is much better.
It still worries me that you can just miss it.
True. But it also, like, as weird as it sounds, and this is going to sound bad... When in doubt, blow it up, because it gets explosion.
But it's not stab.
But Carl, I don't think you understand. You put a focus sash on it, you trap something in, they hit you, you die.
Or they just double into it and it dies.
And then you blow it up.
You can't blow it up if it's already dead.
Carl. I don't think you understand. They're not going to double into it.
Oh, they're 100% going to double into it. It's the fastest thing on the field.
So... Simply put, Regieleki, I think, can have a place in the metagame. I think between its insane speed and its decent attacking stats, it could be a decent threat. If paired with something like Ndidi, where you get that support, where you get follow me, and are able to prevent this from being hit. The problem is... if that plan ever falters, you're just dead. It doesn't do a lot on its own. And unfortunately, I don't think the ability to put up light screen and or reflect and then die is enough. Because even if this thing gets hit by like a fake out, you're dead. You literally are dead.
I'm gonna give you some data points here. Regieleki takes almost 50% damage from Fake Out.
From?
Kangaskhan. Scrappy Skill Scarf Kangaskhan. you take 39 to 47% of your HP.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
Like I said, they're just going to double into it.
So, then the reverse side of that is... Let's talk about Regidraco. What does it do?
It's bulkier.
But does that actually accomplish anything? Because it's also extremely slower.
We get to reduce attack damage with Max Wormwind. Plus we can throw a vest on it and it'd actually be bulkier. Because we have 200 base HP.
That's the thing. Like, I think Draco... could be a decent Dynamax target if it had a good move pool.
So you can run physical with Max Fire, Max Electric, Max Knuckle, Max Dragon, Max Darkness if you wanted to do something with that. Or your special pool is Max Strike, Max Dragon, Max Rock Ball, Protect. Literally what your special pool is.
You could have double dragon, because you get access to dragon energy, its signature move, which is literally water spout, but dragon. And then, like, Draco, because you're gonna take a hit.
Like, that's literally what, it's like, I'm talking just like max, if you're gonna max it.
I'm saying in general, you could have, like, dragon energy and dragon pulse, or Draco meteor, one of those two. And then... Oh, man. Our coverage is real bad.
You get Max Rockfall to hit Ice-types.
Which, I mean, that's cool. And then you get, like, Hyper Beam.
I mean, Hyper Beam's not bad.
That hits. If anything, if PZ has taught me anything, Max Strike is really good.
Yeah.
So, I could see this being fine. But if it's Dynamaxing, then you're not abusing Dragon Energy. And I think that's what could make this good. The problem is like, to back up Dragon Energy as an attack, you would need a more diverse move pool, because then you don't want to Dynamax it. And its move pool just isn't enough to be able to Dynamax.
It gets Dragon Dance.
Okay.
I like that.
The problem is like, how can you punch in how much a fake out does this thing?
Yeah. Give me 2.5. Keep talking.
Because, again, like, we're talking base 50 defenses on both.
But so we also like, have 200 just, HP, though. That makes a difference.
If they just go fake out into Dazzling Gleam, you're dead. Because you're still taking 3,000 damage.
Yeah.
So even though your HP is, you know, 1,000 or whatever its absurd stat is, you're still dead. So, I'm not sure where these are going to land, if they do land in the metagame. But as of right now, on face value, I don't think so. And it's kind of disappointing. There was a early... it was... What day was that?
For reference, Fake Out does 22 to 26%.
Yeah, see, that's insane. When you're talking base 200 HP, that's absolutely insane.
By the way, that number ends up being 541.
Dynamaxed?
I think that's what it is, Dynamaxed. Let me do some math here.
Good lord. So, Tuesday is when all the leaks really started coming out. It ends up being
550 at Dynamax.
That's insane. That's insane.
So, if you Dynamax, you take... Should be the 10%. Same. Should be the same. Should be pretty close to that. 11 to 13%.
So, all the leaks really started coming out Tuesday. And there was a leak that I saw that had both of them at base 50 on defenses, which they are. And then both 100 base speed, which they're not. But their attacks were inversed. Eliki being a special attacker at base 200, and Draco being a physical attacker at base 200. Honestly, that would have been insane. And I'm kind of glad that's not what we ended up with.
Agree.
That being said, this kind of opens up the door for them to make two more Regis with those stats.
Mm-hmm.
So... not sure what's going to happen with that, if anything, but...
someone will try to use them, and they'll be sad.
Yep. But the birds... I can get down with the birds, man.
You can get down with two of them. The other bird is... we're not going to talk about it. Moltres doesn't need to be talked about. I've looked over it like
three or four times. We'll touch on it.
There's nothing there.
Well, you say that. Okay, you know, I'm just going to start with Moltres. You talked me into it.
Okay. It gets Snarl. That's it.
So, base stats, 90 HP, 85 attack, 90 defense, 100 special attack, 125 defense, 90 speed. Face value, those are not bad stats. I think we can both agree to that.
Yep. The fact is, you just don't get to do anything with it.
It's signature move. Base 90 dark spread move has a 20% chance to flinch both of them.
I think you'd rather just run Snarl.
I mean, why not both? Why lock yourself into only having one?
Because then you get to play other coverage moves. Plus, I think you'd rather just click Snarl all the time with your 120 with your meager special defenses with your special defense anyway. You want to just lower their special attack so you're not just taking a bunch of damage from the bug or whatever that's attacking you.
What if I told you we got access to Sucker Punch?
With 85 attack, I'm not impressed.
I mean, it's not the worst option
out there. But we're not going to invest in our attack, so it's just whatever.
Actually, looking at our physical attacks here, we get Brave Bird, Dual Wing Beat. Both very good moves. Lash Out, very good move. Sucker Punch, U-Turn. Assurance, Giga Impact, you know, if we're getting to the less playable. U-Turn.
The problem with that is you get no boost from your ability when you hit half health.
Oh, Berserk is special attack.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm like, why are you talking about attack, like, at all?
Because I thought Berserk was both.
No, it's just one. It's just special. Mm,
that's really awkward.
Yeah, then. That's why I'm like, physical Moltres doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I thought it was both.
Nope.
So what about, what about our special coverage? Oh, Hurricane. Oh, this is bad.
Yeah. Like I said.
Oh, this is real bad.
You get to do Hurricane, Snarl, and then
Max Shadow Ball.
You get to do Shadow Ball, Max Rockfall for Ancient Power.
Like, I mean, this thing carries an Assault Vest extremely well.
Oh, yeah. There's no getting around that. That's why I'm just like, be a Snarlbot.
Yeah, and I honestly, I don't hate that. Like, do we get Tailwind?
No.
Dang it.
Articuno's the only one with Tailwind.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yep. Zapdos didn't get it. Articuno's the only one with it.
Okay, I got one for you. Nasty Plot.
That means we actually get to do something, but we gotta survive our hit, getting hit first.
I mean, our base stats are good enough where I think we can actually take a hit.
From a Dynamax? Like,
maybe.
Hope it's special.
Like, I mean, 90 defense, 90 HP is not bad on the physical side either.
Yeah.
We get Imprison, so we can Imprison Protect.
Meh.
We get Taunt.
You're not running those with Assault Vest, though.
True. I'm just talking in a more general sense of, like, move pools here. Not so much, like, brain having a brainchild here with Moltres, but just really looking at its general pool and seeing what we could do. But Snarl's like its one thing, right? Snarl and trying to flinch him with Fiery Wrath?
Snarl, Will-O-Wisp.
Oh, we get Willow?
I believe so, yes. That's like
not according to Showdown. Nope, going to Showdown, we don't.
Never mind.
Okay.
Because the way Serebii has it all set up, it's hard to read anything anymore.
Yep, I understand that. Because they have different forms and all that stuff.
You gotta look over at the side and like actually find out what's going on.
Yep. So, Moltres is not the best. But I mean, it's fine. Like, if you want me to be 100% honest, this is like a C. It's going to get the job done when it needs to, but there are things that are going to be better for what it wants to do. This is not a slot I want to slap onto every team. This plays a very niche role.
Yeah.
You know what is not so niche?
Zapdos.
So going from the worst bird to debatably the best bird.
Yeah, by far.
So Zapdos is kind of sweet. I will be playing a lot of Zapdos, I have a feeling. And I'm super disappointed that I can't shiny hunt it.
Oh, that's cool. So, Life Orb Close Combat from an Adamant Zapdos at max attack can has the chance to Oko 4 HP Moltres.
Moltres is so bad!
It's dead. It's just dead.
So, looking here at Zapdos, 90 attack. I mean, 90 HP, 125 attack, 90 defense, 85 special attack, 90 special defense, 100 speed.
Yeah, get him.
Yeah, this, I'm, like, when you combine 125 attack with good bulk and good speed, plus you're able to have the move pool devoted to be able to play Assault Vest. This is insane.
You also get this Defiant. This is
actually gross. Yeah, yeah, like, that's all before Defiant, you know?
Yeah, like, this is anti-Landorus, anti-Salamence, counter-Pokemon, blow you up.
My one downside is I don't think we can hit Landorus super effectively.
No, we can't.
Or Salamence. Do we get a physical rock move?
No, we get a special rock move. Yeah, we don't have to hit him super effectively, though, if we're just at plus two.
Yeah, we'd be at plus one.
Well, yeah, but...
But still.
Still.
Notably, like, the set I'm immediately going to be working on is Brave Bird, Thunderous Kick, its signature move, Stomping Tantrum, U-Turn. Thunderous Kick is base 90?
Yes, and I think...
Yeah,
I
base think 90.
Max goes to 100. Fighting.
Base 90, fighting move, 100 accuracy, lowers the target's defense by 1.
Yeah.
So, unlike close combat, you get a buff every time you use it by lowering their defense.
Yep, it's just going to get stronger every time.
Notably, you were talking about Dynamax. I believe this gets to, you said, 95 or 90?
I believe the max, it says the max move power is 90, but when you go and look at other, like, go and look at it, down in the actual, like, thing, it says the max knuckle, the highest max knuckle can get is 100, and there's no fighting type move that I am aware of that gets to 100 at the moment. Because I know close combat is 95, and I know superpower is 95.
Neat.
Okay. So that, I don't know if Thunderous Kick gets to 100.
Neat.
That'd be cool if it does.
That'd be really good.
That'd be really cool if it does. I guess the other option could be, like, Reversal could get to 100, maybe?
It's Reversal.
Reversal is the one that gets to 100.
So then, yeah, Thunderous Kick is 90 then.
Yeah, Thunderous Kick is 90, which that means it's the same either way, so you either can max it and get more HP and just deal the same amount of damage, and then boost your attack, or you can leave it alone and then lower their defense and kind of just, like, play around with that.
So, slapping an Assault Vest on this thing, we get to 165 special defense.
That's
with
no investment, or with just, like, minimal investment?
Zero investment.
Yeah.
That's zero investment.
That's actually really good.
Max attack, max speed, jolly. 177 attack, 167 speed.
That granted, speed ties Urshifu? No. That speed ties... What does 167 speed tie? I know it's speed Charizard. Ties... Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, all base 100s, which are pretty plentiful.
Unfortunately, we'd have to use Ancient Power to actually, like, hit a Charizard super effectively, which sucks.
Yeah, that speed tie is Entei, Comfey, Ninetales, Salamence is another notable one.
We get Blaze Kick.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
Yep. And if it wasn't for the 90 accuracy on it, I'd slap it on.
We get Steel Wing.
Milk Tank is base 100 speed.
That is a fast cow.
That's a fast cow.
Yeah.
I was just quickly looking at base 100 mons, like, that we speed tie. Mm-hmm. It speed ties with regular Zapdos as well.
Well, yeah, they're the same speed.
I didn't know that.
I have it down on Serbi. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh,
so they're literally the same Pokemon, except their attack, defense, and special attack are all kind of swapped around. So they have the same speed, they have the same special defense, and they have the same HP. Zapdos' special attack and attack. Zapdos' special attack went to Galarian Zapdos' attack. The attack went to Galarian Zapdos' defense, and then Zapdos' defense went to Galarian Zapdos' special attack. It literally just, like, let's just move one up and then move everything else down.
So, moving... I've got nothing really else to say about Zapdos. I'm very excited to play with this.
This one's going to probably be one of my favorites to play with, for sure.
I'm going to pair this next to Blaziken and get blown out by multiple flying moves and cry.
You're also going to get blown out by Expanding Force and be just super sad.
Yeah, you know, man, just leave me alone.
Speaking of Expanding Force, this next Pokemon, Galarian Articuno, gets it, but can't use it.
Well, it can.
You just have to ruin your speed to do so.
You just aren't good if you do.
Yeah, you just ruin your speed.
So, Galarian Articuno, base 90 attack, 90 HP, good lord, how many more times can I mess that up?
I don't know.
According to my docket, too, so.
Got it.
85 attack, 85 defense, 125 special attack, 100 special defense, 95 speed.
So, what I base see value, here. Base value? I would say.
Not bad.
What I see here is we're special attacker with decent special bulk and okay HP, and our defense leaves a little bit to be desired. But looking at the min speed we can get to, that'd be 90 with a hindering nature.
So 45 with Iron Ball?
45 with Iron Ball. That is just on par with Dragalge and Alolowak. Like, I think Dragalge underspeeds you by one, or Alolowak underspeeds you by one.
I believe Alolowak is a 41.
No, I know it's either 44 or 45. I know it's one of those.
Okay. Because it's base 41?
Because it's base 40-something.
Why am I arguing with this? We can just literally look it up.
I didn't want to click away from my Articuno page because I only have one
tab. It's base 45.
Yeah. So it's either base 41 or base... It's like it either gets to 44 or it gets... I think it's 40, one of the two.
45.
Yeah, so it just doesn't go anywhere. But
yeah, so we speed tie.
Galarian Articuno gets probably some of the better like coverage moves. By far. It also has access to Tailwind and or Trick Room, so you can go fast or slow with this Pokemon and probably be fine. We also get Hypnosis so, Dream Eater. That's cute.
Here's my problem with Articuno. You ready for this? We don't have a good special move pool. Coverage-wise.
What are you talking about?
We can't hit Landorus.
This Pokemon wasn't going to hit Landers to begin with.
Yeah, but I need it to because it's my competitive Pokemon. It's my counter to Landorus that can't hit Landorus.
Let's see here.
Are we doing Freezing Glare calcs right now?
I am.
Okay. So, while Carl sits there and punches numbers into a calculator... Looking at its special move pool here, we have flying coverage with a variety of different moves. Looks like the best one is Hurricane or Air Slash, depending on how much you want to miss. Expanding Force, Freezing Glare, its signature move, 10% chance to freeze, 90 base power, special attack. We also have Psyshock and Psychic, depending on your fancy. Notably, Psychic is on par with Freezing Glare. Expanding Force, of course, will be better in Psychic terrain if we can actually get on the ground with Iron Ball. And past that, we have Shadow Ball. And then a bunch of normal moves, notably like Hyper Beam and Hyper Voice. For actual, like, status coverage, I haven't actually looked a lot into this. Calm Mind, if you want to set up both screens so it can be a little more protective. Protect, Recover, both. I mean, having access to Recover seems pretty decent here, seeing how we don't get Roost, and I don't believe either of the other birds get Roost either. Carl mentioned Tailwind and Trick Room, so it can play that speed control metric that you need it to. Hypnosis for actual stat cover, for actual status conditions. Overall, like, not bad. Obviously, you're going to be running it especially offensive, so looking at its physical move pool doesn't really do anything for us, plus it's awful actually pulling it up. you get U-turn. That's the best you get. So, what do you got for calcs, Carl? I'm sitting over here rambling.
Hurricane Oko's Landorus.
Dynamax Landers?
Not Dynamax Landers.
Don't care. Garbage.
At plus two, special attack, modest, max special attack, Hurricane will do 143 to 169% to regular Landers. What other moves did we get?
Did you put Freezing Glare in?
I haven't checked that. That one's not in the calcs yet. I gotta.
It's literally psychic.
Yeah, I just gotta make it the hard way.
Yeah, no, literally just put in psychic. That's it.
Is it the same power and everything?
Yeah, base 90, but it has a chance to freeze. That's the only difference. It is literally better psychic.
Psychic deals 117 to 135 to regular Landorus.
It's not bad. I mean, again, it's regular Landorus, so if you really want, I believe we outspeed Landorus. I believe, what is Landorus' base speed? 91. So yeah, we outspeed Landorus. Granted, a majority of non-Dynamax Landoruses are going to be Scarf, so you probably also want to be Scarf. Which at that point, not really feeling it. Like, if this is going to be your quote-unquote Landorus answer, I don't know how I feel about that.
So, I don't even know why you want this to be your Landorus answer.
Because it has competitive. That's the gimmick.
No. You just pair it with an actual ice type and then you just blow people up.
I mean, what about regular Articuno? It doesn't get anything cool, right? It gets no cloak. What do you mean?
Triple Axel.
I mean, yeah, but why run Triple Axel when we're going to be in snow for snow cloak, so just run Blizzard.
It's like Blizzard spread. It hits two, so it's actually weaker.
Okay, so Ice Beam.
There you go. Now we're talking.
I'm like, Carl, I got 100 different ice moves over here. Or freeze dry, or powder snow. Like, I'm sure Landers goes down to a powder snow.
Landers goes down to calcing? Freeze dry.
I was going to say, are you over there calcing powder snow right now?
Maybe.
It won't. It's base 40. It's also spread.
You can get really, really close.
Of course you can, man.
95% without life orb. If we go to life orb, we get the Oko.
Oh my lord. Is that spread?
92% with life orb. That's calm, so go to modest. You still get there with modest. Max special attack, life orb, modest, powder, snow gets there.
Oh my lord.
It's a slim chance, but it's a chance.
You know, man, I'll take it. A chance is a chance.
Yep.
So why run Blizzard when you can run Powder Snow? That's the, exactly. The solution for today.
Back to Galarian Articuno, though. I feel like it's just like, you still want to like play this and just like into Landorus. And just like, if he clicks big Landorus, it's like, whatever. Like,
yeah, like it forces him to switch out, I feel like. Especially after doing the calcs and realizing, hey, I can just deal with you. Especially because, like, you can just go big in the front of Landorus.
Yeah, like the worst thing Landorus is going to do is max Rockfall you.
Well, that'll hurt.
But they'd have to go big. Like, they have to go big.
Yeah, that's the thing, is if they go big, then who cares?
What does Freezing Glare max into? Like, what's the power there?
It's 90, so whatever psychic is. So probably 130?
130. That makes a difference.
I really wish this got, like, fairy coverage. Like, I really wish Articuno got access to, like, Dazzling Gleam.
You know what? I'm glad it doesn't.
Like, in hindsight, I am too. But from the guy who wants to play it, I wish it did.
Thinking over it, it's just like, we've had so many psychic fairy types. Please stop.
I don't need it to be fairy type. I just wanted to have fairy coverage.
Like, no, like psychic fairy coverage is just always overlapping all the time, everywhere. Almost all of the psychic type Pokemon get fairy coverage. I'm just really glad that this one doesn't. And I know why it doesn't, too. Because it's called the Cruel Pokemon.
Neat.
Like, that's why. It's because it's just mean as hell.
So, that's the birds.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm interested in them. I think two of the three... I think Zapdos is by far the best one. I would be very surprised if it does not have a place in the meta at some point.
I want to see Trick Room Articuno. I really want to see this because I think that's really cool.
I think Articuno could be played. Like, as the calcs show here, it can answer Landorus if left unchecked. Especially if you back it up with some form of redirection or even Tailwind so you can just outspeed Landorus if it is Scarf, then I think you're just fine. That's more for, like, best of one because you're going to know that, you know that you can outspeed Landorus, but Landorus doesn't know it can outspeed you. Does that make sense? Whereas in best of three, once they see the Tailwind gimmick of going up and one-shotting them, the fact that this can one-shot Landorus if it can outspeed it is huge.
Yeah.
So, I think it could be good. Moltres...
Snarl.exe, go.
Yeah, basically.
Literally all it does. Snarl. Spam Snarl.
So, talk about the new stuff?
Talk about the new stuff. I want to talk about these ponies. Pony boys, let's go.
This is the best part. This was not confirmed before at any point. I had seen multiple leaks saying, hey, this is going to be a thing. The data mines show that there was two Pokemon, but we didn't know anything about them other than that they existed.
Yep.
We figured they were going to be, you know, a couple mythicals or whatever for Gen 8, and that was going to be it. Turns out they're reintroducing fusions again.
But we can't use them in anything. At the moment.
Not complaining, because Calyrex fusions are absurd.
Oh, yeah, no, those are busted.
Simply put, Calyrex fusions get two abilities, and both of their abilities are, like, good.
Let's just turn off all berries and then Moxie.
But Carl, special Moxie.
Yeah, it's all the same, just Moxie. It's just Moxie for whatever typing attack it wants to do.
So which one do you want to start with?
I want to talk about my Ghost Horse, because I caught this thing earlier yesterday, and it's so pretty, and I like it so much.
So, Spectrier.
Yeah.
I think is how we're saying this.
Spectrier.
100 HP, 65 attack, 60 defense, 145 special attack, 80 special defense, 130 speed.
Hits like a truck and is actually fast.
And its ability, which I obviously am well prepared and have things pulled up.
It's called Grimnay.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember what it was.
And it's, like we said, special Moxie. So if you dock out a Pokemon with this Pokemon, you get a special attack boost.
It's absurd.
It's great.
Yeah, this is insane. I am in love with this.
It has decent coverage for a ghost type.
Yeah, like, all things considered, this has decent coverage.
We get both physical and special max darkness. We get both physical and special max quake. We only get physical max mindstorm, physical special max phantasm, which is obvious. We get physical max knuckle, and then physical special max strike.
Yeah, so looking at its actual special move pool here, dark pulse and Snarl.
Yeah.
Ghost coverage. Doesn't it get a signature move?
Its signature move. Are you talking about Astral Barrage? That's only when you get fusions.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah, no, that Astral Barrage is 120 base power, dude.
Okay.
With no downside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're not getting that.
Real glad that doesn't exist. No. Special ghost moves, we get Hex, which kind of sucks. and then Shadow Ball. So not terrible.
This thing is a fast bulldozer. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Timeout. Hold up.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We get fast Snarl and fast Bulldoze.
We get fast Will-O-Wisp, too.
Oh!
Yeah, this is actually absurd. We get Will-O-Wisp with Hex.
Yes!
Like, I don't know if that's something you want to do. I doubt that's better than just Shadow Ball, but that's adorable. You're also an insanely fast Taunt abuser.
Damn! So Hex doubles the damage if this user is afflicted by a status?
Correct.
So it goes to what? Insane numbers?
It goes to 130 plus stab.
That's insane.
That's absurd.
That's much better than Shadow Ball. What are you talking about?
What? But like, it's base 80 compared to base 65.
Oh no, so we're hitting Will-O-Wisp first every time. We gotta reduce their damage. We only have 60 defense. Like, 60 defense is not very good. This is
sweet.
We gotta reduce that attack damage for sure.
Obviously, we get Protect. We also get Phantom Force.
That's cute.
That is cute.
We get Nasty Plot. Substitute. We get Lash Out.
We get Calm Mind.
Those are all cool. Yeah, this Pokemon's great. I really like this. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of what's going on
here. Oh, we get Haze at level up. That's cool.
So, what if I told you, you can one-shot Dynamax Metagross?
I'd say, as long as the Metagross isn't, like, paired with an Indeedee, this is fine. Just hope and pray that there's not an Indeedee on the other side of the field. And this is fine.
Helping Hand Choice Spec Shadow Ball one shots Metagross. Dynamax Metagross.
That's a lot of just having to go right to hope that they don't hit follow me.
You're not wrong.
I'm not sure I'm a fan of that.
Notably, if they are Tailwind Metagross, so, you know, where they're outspeeding Dragapult, they're typically also AV. Which means they don't have enough bulk to live through Shadow Ball as well.
I think I'd rather hopefully just Will-O-Wisp it on turn one.
I mean, yeah, that's also just good. These are calcs that Navier was working on because he's in love with this thing.
I mean, this thing's cool, but I wouldn't call it a Metagross counter at the moment. We still don't know what anything's going to be, like, meta-wise yet.
You kidding me? This is a Metagross partner.
Yeah, like, this, if anything, bulldoze, this is the partner to Metagross. You're going to fast bulldoze and Will-O-Wisp your opponent's Pokemon and just, like, watch Metagross blow everything up. Like, the only thing that can stop this thing is scrappy Kangaskhan. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you need to fake out it. You need to be able to beat it priority-wise. Yeah, I like Spectre a lot. I actually have not seen the other one at all.
Oh, you mean the one that I'm going after?
Yeah, I know the stats, and that's it. I have no idea what the move pool is.
So this is a Glastrier. Glastrier?
Glastrier.
100 HP, 145 attack.
Hits like a truck.
Hold on, it gets better. 130 HP. Defense.
I was going to say, we just said HP.
Yeah, 100 HP, 145 attack, 130 defense, 65 special attack. So, you know, you have to have a weak point somewhere.
Oh, we're not to the weak point yet.
You mean the 110 special defense?
No.
Oh, you're talking about the fact that we have base 30 speed.
Yes.
Carl, I don't think you understand. Trick Room exists.
Stack Attack also exists.
Carl, I don't think you understand. Stack Attack sucks.
I don't know what you're talking about. That thing has 13 speed.
I'm pretty sure Body Press will one-shot it.
I'm pretty sure it'll Body Press you back.
That's rude. Why do you have to be rude like that?
I'm pretty sure its Body Press will get you.
Not if I'm max defense. So, its move pool is really interesting. Just quickly looking over this.
High horsepower. It's like an Ice Mudsdale almost.
It really is. Granted, it also gets basically Moxie.
Yeah.
It's Moxie with a different name of Chilling Nay. So we have notable inclusions here. Body Press, Close Combat, Crunch if you want Dark Coverage.
Which I don't see why.
We also have Lash Out. Yeah. So High Horsepower, Heavy Slam, Icicle Crash.
It's also a bulldozer. And a Snarl. Has Snarl too.
I didn't realize it got Snarl. I'm only looking at physical attacks here, so. Superpower, probably worse than Close Combat, probably worse than Body Press. Yep, Outrage. That's cool. But I don't know if we need the Outrage.
No, we don't, but this is cool. Yeah.
We also get Smart Strike, so we can hit fairies.
Do we worry about fairies at all?
I don't know, I'm just making Slam, too.
What's the weight on this thing? How heavy is this thing?
Probably like 6,000 pounds because it's a legendary horse.
1,763.7 pounds or 800 kilos.
God damn!
Like I said, Ice Mudsdale. This is really cool. I like both the horses. Both the horses seem really good.
I'm a fan of what's going on with both of them. So notably, you went after the ghost horse. I'm going after the ice horse, and I'm going for men's speed.
Yeah, you have fun with that. I get to go bat 31 IVs. My hunt was easy.
Yeah, because unfortunately they weren't nice enough to give us rusty bottle caps.
Oh, I know. I'm angry about that. I really wanted it,
but so, we didn't get it. You know, here we are.
Here's some funny things for you. The Max Hailstorm, the strongest Max Hailstorm is a special Max Hailstorm. That sucks.
That is unfortunate.
We need better Ice-type physical moves. We also don't get Triple Axel.
Yeah.
Huh. Neat. Having access to Max Wormwind is kind of cute because we just, like, lower their attack so our already high defense just gets even better.
I mean, yeah, base 130 defense and 110 special defense is absurd.
So you could just do, like, Assault Vest, Trick Room things. You get high horsepower, whatever, steel-type attack.
Right now, I have Body Press, Icicle Crash, High Horsepower, and then probably Heavy Slam.
I was going to say Heavy Slam is probably the best one, right?
So with AV, that puts your defense at 182... and your special defense with zero investment at 215.
I like it.
That's absurd, man.
Just hope we don't get blown up by a body press.
I legitimately think we can live a body press.
Let's find out.
This one's probably not in the calculator either.
It's not. I gotta do this the hard way.
So what's probably just Regice. Regice would probably be the closest comparison.
Yeah. I just changed the base stats. It's 100. Yeah.
100 HP, 130 defense.
130 defense. I can get to the defense.
Come on, man. You're making me improv on air again.
You want to do Brave?
I'm Brave, yes.
Okay. Ability doesn't matter. Items, assault vest doesn't matter for this thing. Come here, stack attacker. Okay, so is body press on here? Body.
Talk to me.
That's what I'm working on. So, stack attack is Stone Edge. Can Oko... How much defense investment do you have again?
252.
Are you max defense?
I'm not max defense because I'm brave, but...
Well, max EVs in defense.
Yes, max EVs. Max EVs in defense, 4 HP.
We take the speed away.
Yeah, we don't need speed.
Regice max. Regice has like max speed for some reason.
Whatever.
At max defense, a max attack, lonely stone edging stack attacker can deal 83.8 to 99.9.
That's not 100.
All right, how much HP did you put in? Because that'll help.
4
us.
Points.
Just 4, so it doesn't change it by much. The next question. Your body press deals 58 to 69.9%.
You know, man, that's way more than I anticipated. That is significantly more than I anticipated.
I'm just checking something. Steel roller okos you.
Yeah, but who's gonna set terrain up?
Itself. Because it pairs it with Ndidi to set up its own trick room.
Yeah, that's stupid. That doesn't happen.
That's 100% what happens. What are you talking
about? No, 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 no. No.
Yeah, because it gets to follow me away, fighting type attacks that it's scared
No. Carl, let's be realistic for 5 seconds. Please don't bring stack attack. I want to play my horse.
I'm just telling you to be aware of it. Be prepared. You might have to put in more HP investment.
Yeah, that's fair. We probably don't need to be max defense, but for body press, I would want to be. But if we're steel spiking, then we get our defense boosts that way. So
max HP, max defense, still can get outcode by steel roller.
How much does high horsepower do?
Well, I'm looking at. High horsepower deals 62 to 73.6 at zero attack investment.
Okay, I'm max attack.
If you want to max attack it...
Yeah, I'm brave 252.
It 89 to 106. And that's against a zero defense investment stack attack. That's like... That's minus defense still, because it's lonely.
Can you not make it lonely?
Okay. I'll make it whatever, something else.
Yeah, make it plus defense minus speed.
For the stack attacker?
Yeah.
Okay. You deal 74 to 88 with max attack.
What if we're life orb?
You do 97 to 114.
I can one-shot a stack attacker!
That has zero defense investment.
It's not gonna run defense investment. It's base 300 defense or whatever.
But body press.
It doesn't need it!
Says you.
Yes, says me! Please?
What item do we run on Stack Attacker?
I don't know, man. Not a Rocky helmet.
Say, not Assault Vest. Probably just either a Ground Berry or the Fighting Berry, right? Like, that makes the most sense.
Yeah, Chopal doesn't seem bad.
Chopal or whatever the ground one is.
Shuka?
Shuka Berry? I think it's Shuka Berry.
I'm getting better at my berries.
Yeah, it's Shuka
Berry. Man, I'm good.
Yeah, it's Shuka Berry.
Draft League has taught me a lot.
So we get to run Body Press, Steel Roller, Stone Edge, and then Trick Room. So you take... So are you max HP or... what's your stats? Are you just like max attack, max defense? Or HP?
Yes.
Yeah, you go down to Steel Roller every time.
No, I don't believe it.
99 to 117.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You have 6 point whatever. that you don't die.
6.3% chance I don't die.
Yeah. Too relaxed, Steel Roller.
Yay!
if it's Brave, it Okos you.
Yay!
Stack Attack is scary, man.
all the Ultra Beasts are fun.
All the Ultra Beasts are scary. Let's be honest here. Ultra Beasts are scary.
Some of them are. And then you get Buzzwole and Guzzlord.
Scared of Celesteela. Celesteela is just so, like, good.
But the first raid I did today was Celesteela. We had Ditto. You know how we won? We leech seeded it.
Yes.
It leech seeded us.
Oh god. Celesteela is scary. Like, it's just got so much going for it across the board. There's like no bad stat.
There's really not. That's what's great about it.
So scary.
I'm excited for this format, man.
I'm excited to play Series 7, which we had the updated rules. They gave us updated rules, and they're going to fix the issues that they're having right now that they had.
Yeah, currently you can't play the Gen 2 dogs.
Yeah.
But then they put out a tweet saying, hey, that's wrong because they should be.
And they're going to fix it. They're looking at the way to fix it right now.
So as of now, all the new mons excluding Calyrex are legal.
All the new mods, excluding Calyrex. Oh,
and then box legendaries.
And any box legendaries. Which is like your Kyogre, Groudon, Mewtwo's, blah, 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 blah.
But Carl, Mewtwo was never on the box art of any Pokemon game.
Get over it.
So how can it be a box legendary when Charizard was the box?
Because Charizard's not the legendary. As much as people want it to be, it's not.
I want you to know I've been waiting to say that joke for like a month and a half now.
like for real though, Charizard's not a legendary. As much as people want it to be, it's not. Like, Charizard was like the top thing to be doing in Series 1, and now it's just like you hardly see it.
Yep.
We have a meme team from Laddering this past week to just like.
That's Dude, how that Charizard was great.
That's how far it's fallen. It's now
that
a
team was great. I'm a big fan of it. Speaking of Laddering, what are you doing this week?
Probably working on either finding some Series 7 to do or giving Rain a shot on Ladder.
You should reach out to who was it that messaged me?
You said something about Slacking having a team going, but I haven't heard back from them in a while.
Yeah, Slacking reached out to me, and then someone else reached out to me and said, hey, I have a team that if you all want to play it, here you go. And I'm just like, I think we had something lined up, but I'm not sure. And I can't remember who it was. It might have been AJP.
I mean, I could just play Series 7 stuff on Casual Ladder. Seems like
fun. That very well could happen.
That seems like fun. So
yeah, it'll be fine.
We'll probably be scouring for Series 7 stuff next weekend before this episode goes live. That way something found.
So, I got a whole lot of nothing else to say this week, man. You got anything?
Cosmog's new name is Foofy. F-W-O-O-F-Y. Foofy. I have to go nickname my Cosmog that now. Also, we're probably going to make an emote for Foofy.
I love Foofy.
That was like the highlight yesterday as we found out that it's just like its name is Foofy instead of Nebby. I like Foofy much better than Nebby. That's just my
opinion. Because we walk in and Nebby's just chilling. So we talk to the lady and she's like, oh, that's Foofy. It's like, that's way more adorable than Nebby.
Yeah. Also, I probably should have said this at the beginning. It's just like, apologize for the spoilers. This was a lot of just like spoiler talk. It's just like, I know a lot of people, especially myself, like haven't looked at a lot of stuff outside of like just playing the game. So if you hadn't yet, sorry.
Just put a spoiler alert and a warning and the name, and people who want to listen will, and those who are scared can come back next week and listen.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably talk about, like, actual,
more,
like,
specifics.
Series 7, like, teams. Like, probably, yeah, maybe do, sure, like, do a for couple sure team building exercises and see what we got going on, because Players' Cup is fast approaching for the double limbs, yeah, and we probably need to help people get figured things out.
You kidding me? I got too much stuff to work for Monotype League. I gotta go find another ability patch.
I mean, we can go grind raids.
Alright, man. You talked me into it. Okay. Let's go grind raids.
Get us out of here, then.
Alright, everybody. If you are new here, make sure you go and follow us on Twitter at LRLessons, myself at Cardinoble25, and Carl at Musical_33. If you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Ring the bell for notifications when new stuff goes live. Leave a like, leave a comment down below of what you think of the horses and why the Ice One is strictly better than Stack Attacker. Let's see. Carl and I are both on Twitch as well. Make sure you can go and drop a follow there. And if you're feeling really generous, drop a sub our way. That is at Mr. Missouri 25 and Carl is at Musical. Make sure you join the community Discord as well. That's down in the description. Our community is great. I love every single one of them, and hanging out with them on basically a daily basis is the highlight of basically every day. Yeah. So past that, I think I've hit everything and we're getting on out of here.
Yep.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. We'll be back next week. Peace.